Chairman Carcanet and my boss to say some memorable words.
It'll be very unmemorable, but I want to add my welcome, and especially to the contributors to PM Review over the years, whether it's this issue or any previous issue, because you are, as Michael said in his editorial, the writers who have made PM Review a living force for almost four decades. And Michael's going to say more about the history of PM Review. I just want to add my welcome and to say that I would like to publicly express my profound admiration for Michael, because he's really the creator, not just of PM Review, but of Carcanet Press. He's got a fantastic team working with him up in Manchester. I think the strongest team has ever been. And he's got people working with him outside, away from Manchester as well, who are very strong. But Michael is the creator of Carcanet Press and PM Review. And how he's managed to do it is remarkable in itself, particularly when it's been combined, as probably everyone here knows, with working full-time. He is full-time managing director of Carcanet Press. He was also full-time working for Manchester University and then for Manchester Metropolitan University, now for Glasgow University. He also, for a while, was full-time out of London Theatre Review of the Daily Telegraph. And he gave that up in order to write a lot of very long books, including his magnificent Lives of the Poets. And I imagine you also all know about the Round Britain quiz. I know that how he does it involves getting up at 5 o'clock every morning, but that can't be it can't be quite as simple as that. I think he's a truly remarkable man, and I'd like to combine this celebration of PM Review with a celebration of Michael himself for all he's done.
Of course, the way you do this sort of thing is you don't do it. You find other people to do it for you, and you take credit for it. So this is the trick. And the people I want to thank tonight in particular, beginning with Kate and Bob, who have been the best possible, fiscal host for all these enterprises. They have looked after me, they have disciplined me in the nicest possible way.
And always successfully.
And without them, we would not be here tonight. And also the Arts Council, who has consistently supported Carcanet and supported PM Review for about 34 years, so I'm very grateful to them. I've made a list because when you're 200 issues old, your memory tends to fade. And here tonight, there are lots of people I haven't seen for years. There's Helen DeFroy, who actually was at the very beginning of Carcanet's growing into a proper publishing house. There's our typesetter, who's been typesetting PM Review since the 93rd issue. He is 107 issues old himself. You'll recognize him by his very stained figures and the fingers of white beard. There are our subscribers. I've met a number of subscribers who some of them don't actually write poetry, but they read it. This is the rarest creature, and this is the treasure above all movies. And there's just such a wonderful lot of people here who have made it possible. Down the years, I've had fellow editors, and I'd like to mention that there's been C.B. Cox, who set the magazine up with me in Manchester in 1973. There was Donald Davey and C.H. Sisson, both great friends and both great sparring partners, feisty fellow editors who made it a difficult job to work with them, and that was good. Michael Freeman, who edited the fiction part of the magazine when we did fiction. Nicholas Trudell. And now Eleanor Crawford, who edits the news, helps me with the reviews, and is a wonderful colleague as well. Each of us has friends who are not on the masthead, as it were, people who help support you when you most need help and support. And I have my partner, Angel Garcia, who's here tonight as well, and I'm very grateful to him. What really excites me about the writers who are here tonight is that they're willing to publish with PM Review for something less than they might receive from some of the glossier magazines and the more rich magazines. In fact, some of them contribute for almost nothing at all. We don't pay good fees, but I think they like the magazine well enough to want to appear in it, and we love them for it. And I think this makes it a kind of cultural rather than a commercial enterprise. And a small magazine does lots of things. It provokes, of course, it defines, it discovers and rediscovers, it advocates, but it also resists. And I think PM Review has been, in the provinces as it is, still wedded in some way or another to Anglo-American modernism, still very international in its outlook, has been a point of resistance to a lot of things in our culture which tend perhaps to be going in a direction that I'm not particularly comfortable with as a profound traditionalist of the modernist kidney. We work in a we work in a culture of little magazines in this country, which has been singularly wonderful and privileged over the years. We're rooted in our very first issue. We had an interview with Edgell Rickword, one of the forgotten heroes, I think, of the editorial culture of this country. He edited the Calendar of Modern Letters. He launched the Scrutinies and was a great, one of the early Marxist critics, and he was interviewed in our first issue. We're rooted in Ford Madox Ford's English Review and possibly the Transatlantic Review, in the New English Weekly, to which C.H. Sisson contributed for years, and in the Criterion and others. I think the two editors who meant most to me of all were Edgell Rickword on the one hand, and being a Mexican myself, though I don't have that aspect any longer, Octavio Paz, whose magazines Plural and Vuelta created a space, as he used to say, created a space for writing of new and radical kinds. So tonight, what I wanted to do to celebrate PN Review was to ask five writers, four of them in PN Review, three and 201, to read their poems. I'd like.